My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
How much college football did you get to watch this weekend?
Not as much as I would have liked. A lot more time in the greater Leesburg area at the various soccer plexes out there. There's one where, I don't know if it's a semi-pro team or something, the Revolutionaries. I don't know, or maybe the...
I think that's George Washington.
That's George Washington. But maybe somebody like that. I don't know. Nice little stadium. There's like a, with like the professional style, the dugouts for the kids for soccer games and stuff like that. So I was there a lot, but I caught some.
Locally, Maryland looked really good. Now they played UConn. They should look really
good. This is their bit, yeah.
And they do this every year to start the season. But I was actually more impressed by them this time around than I have been in a little while. Billy Edwards in his first start as the starter was excellent. 311 yards, 2 touchdowns. And Ty Felton, who to me looks like a day 2 draft pick, their number one wide receiver, went 7 for 178 and a couple of touchdowns. Maryland's done a pretty good job. Not quite wide out you, but they churn out some athletes at that position. You think about DJ Moore, mm-hmm. what he's done in the NFL. Stephon Diggs
yep.
is another one. There have been other guys coming through there. But I really like Felton's game. They got speed. They got athletes. I just don't know if they're big enough in the trenches and good enough up front on both sides of the ball under Mike Locksley in that conference.
Yeah, it's always how it feels, right? Like where their top few guys can go up against anybody's top few guys.
Absolutely.
But then you get to guys 7 through 15, and it's 5-star Freddie on the other side, and it's, you know, I don't know, you're kind of outgunned there.
The opposite of the Maryland performance was what Virginia Tech did. They went to Vanderbilt in Nashville, and they got stunned by the Commodores, 34-27 in overtime. The Vanderbilt quarterback was a transfer, who I think was like the Conference USA Player of the Year last year, Diego Pavia, and he ran for 104 yards and a touchdown. Just ran all over Virginia Tech. I thought they were terrible defensively. They got off to a really slow start on offense, and then they got back into the game and tied it, but eventually lost in overtime. That's a bad loss for a team that a lot of people thought out of a fairly weak ACC.
Kind of sneaky, yeah.
Might actually be able to make the playoffs, and I guess with one loss, you're not dead in the water, but certainly doesn't look good after 1 week.
No, really could have used that W. Just also kind of spinning it around, Florida State, what on earth is going on? I mean, this is a group we were sort of told, hey, now, you know, the sort of slow build last year, I thought they got jobbed not making the playoff, but, you know, it just depends on how you view those playoffs, right?
You would have put them in the playoffs?
Yeah, because I go, either games matter or they don't. And they decided they don't because they're not good right now.
I remember kind of going back and forth on that. Yeah, I'm happy they were out. Mm-hmm. I thought it would make for a terrible playoff game.
Yeah, they wouldn't have been as good. Because they weren't as good as the teams that were there.
Would have been destroyed without Jordan Travis. But a lot of people are now trying to make their first two games a referendum on last year. Like, see, they should have been. And that's still silly. It's a different team. It's a different year. That said, they're the third FBS team in the last 45 years to lose two games in a row to open the season when they were double-digit favorites. It's happened 3 times, counting them this year, in almost 50 years. They're 0-2. They were double-digit point favorites in both games. And I actually think Boston College is going to be really good. Watching them last night, they've got a good quarterback. It's year one with Mr. Bill O'Brien as their head coach.
Mm-hmm.
To me, that team looks like they're going to be a tough out in the conference.
That was pretty impressive, or depressive if you're a Florida State fan. And LSU does not win season openers. I guess that's kind of a new thing.
How mad was Brian Kelly?
He was pretty pissed.
It's like slamming the desk.
Yeah. Be as mad as you want, Mr. Kelly. Do something different.
Big win for Notre Dame. They had an awesome performance. Just like USC's win that you're referencing over LSU was massive. I thought Notre Dame, Texas A&M.
On the road, too.
Yeah, that's a game where you go there, you win that one, and then with their schedule, which is mostly cake for much of the rest of the way, they have an opening. If they can win one or two more of their biggest games, to pretty easily being in the middle of the top 12 when the playoffs start.
And you know they will be. I mean, they'll be in the mix. TV loves that. It's sort of that built-in ratings bonanza. They're, you know, no matter how overrated they are, they're always kind of more around, and we'll end up getting some more high-profile games maybe than some of the mid-majors.
Football, Danny.
Football.
Football.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges. And acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.